I was going to talk to the youngsters among you, and one of the things I do in my spare time is I do a little bit of art, and I'm just about to fall off this step as well. And I've been warned I'm on a mic that's tethered. Anyway, I thought I'd show you some of my art, but if you don't laugh at it, that's really all I ask. It's not much, but anyway, this is a picture. Maybe it's the wrong way around. Sorry, brother. Anyway, do you have any idea what this could be? Okay, that's fair enough. Would you like to comment what this could be? If it was at your feet and you were kicking it about? It could be a ball. You're catching on. What if it was in the sky? In the sky. It could be the sun. If it was in the sky at night time? Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. It was a slow start, but we got there. Could be a lot of things. If it was here, could be an improvement. No, that's not the case. Someone up the back said could be an improvement. That's a terrible thing to say. Just as well I'm a Christian, because I forgive them. It could be a face. Yeah. And if it was in front of you on a table, could be a plate. It could be lots of things. So, I only showed you half marked. This is only half a picture, you see. That's a complete picture. What is this now? It's zero. It's absolutely nothing. When was the last time you were in church and heard someone preach about nothing for 2 minutes? Well, there you are. It's another story altogether. It's nothing. And it can't be the moon anymore. And it can't be a face. And it can't be a plate. It's obviously part of this. And that's a complete picture. There are many things in life that we will go through. And we will worry about them. Small things. We wonder what they are. Whether they're good or bad, or whether we should do that thing or not that thing. And there are many things in life that confuse us as young people. And I have to tell you, there are things that still confuse us when we get a wee bit older too. But one of the reasons why things confuse us and we get concerned about things is we don't have the full picture. And that's why God has given us his word, that we might have an understanding of the full picture. And the small things in life that worry us and stress us out concern us might become clear because we get the whole picture. And that's one of the reasons why we need to read this word from a very early age. We need to read the Bible every day for as long as we can and for as often as we can. Because in the Bible we are given the whole picture. There's nothing held back. And you don't get people like me just giving you half a picture. So read the Bible for all it's worth, and read it that we might have clarity and know for sure the things that matter in life. And if nothing else, be encouraged. You can do better art than that. So let that be an encouragement to you. Let's read together the Word of God. We're going to read together the Word of God from Genesis chapter 11. If you're using an NIV, it's probably page 12, but obviously you'll find it. The first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 11.